Eliezer is recounting his whole adventure, and he's retelling the whole experience of what it was like to come to the well, to find Rivka by the well. And then the pasuk says, in Parachov Dalid, in pasuk Mem Bez, "Va'avo hayom elayin." I came today to the well. I came today to the water. So look at Rashi. Take a look on page number one. "Va'avo hayom." Rashi says, "Hayom yatzasi, va'yom basi." Today I left and today I arrived. It was a long journey. How did he get there so quickly? Mikan shekafsalo aretz. It must be that Eliezer experienced what's known as kvitzas haderech. Kafsalo haaretz. That the earth jumped for him. And then Rashi adds a famous chazal, which is an important chazal for these psukim, but we have to wonder why Rashi puts it right here. Amr Rabbi Acha, yofasi chasen shel avdi avos, lefnei amakom, mitorasen shel banim. HaKadosh Baruch, from the fact that Eliezer is talking so much, apparently the fact that the Torah is going to give such quality real estate. I mean, you have mitzvahs d'araisa, and you have more Eliezer than Shabbos in the Torah. And that's on top of the fact that Shabbos appears 12 times in the Torah. According to the Chavetz Chaim, he says Hashem clearly loves Shabbos because he repeats it so many times. Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim says when Hashem repeats things, that's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very committed to that thing. So Shabbos appears 12 times. But still, I think if you put together all the psukim about Shabbos, it still wouldn't add up to as many psukim as you find here. How many psukim are in Parachov Dal this past Shabbos? 60-something psukim? 67 psukim in Parachov Dal. Most of them is Eliezer just retelling the things that we already know, which is a remarkable thing. So Rabbi Acha says in the Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, it says that Yafa Sichas and Shal Avdei Avos, apparently the Sicha, the mundane conversations of the Avdei Avos, of Eliezer, Eved Avram, is even more precious mitoras and Shal Banim. It's even more precious than the Torah itself. Shavei Parsha Shal Eliezer Kefula B'Torah, V'har Be'gufei Torah Lo Nitnu Elibur Amiza. Because Eliezer's Parsha is doubled over, we have the actual occurrence and then the repetition he tells over the entire story. And there are many major principles of Torah that are barely found on the pages of the Torah. Okay? And you put the Lamitas Malachos in the Chumash. Right? You leave so much of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and Eliezer takes up a lot of high-quality real estate. But again, we want to understand something about Kvitas Haderech, or as Rashi says, Shekafsalo Haaretz. We're going to talk about that. And also we want to understand why is Rabbi Acha's statement, why does Rashi attach the statement of Yafa? Again, you could put it on any of these psukim. This is not the very last thing that Eliezer says. So why, Dafka here, does Rashi think to quote Rabbi Acha's famous statement of Yafa Sichasan Shal Avdei Avos, even more so than Mitorasan Shal Banim? So let's start by just seeing an interesting shot that connects to a piece that we saw in Kedushas Levi. On page 2, there's a sefer called Gvulos Binyamin. I have this sefer at home. I only know one thing in it. It's this piece. But you're going to like it. He quotes our Rashi, he quotes our Pasuk, he quotes our Rashi. And he asks the following question, right? He says, ma inyan maimer Rabbi Acha lekan. What is Rav Acha's statement? Why does Rashi Dafka put Rav Acha's statement here? V'nira letaret al pima di'isav mesechas gittin. So this part we already saw in Kedushas Levi. The Gemara says in Gittin that hasholayach shliach lekadish lo isha osur b'chol hanashim sheba olam. If you send the shliach out, until the shliach comes back and reports what happened, you're prohibited to every other woman in the world. Because maybe you're going to be being mekadesh a woman who is the sister of the woman who the shliach is being mekadesh on your behalf. And you end up being married to two sisters. That's against the Torah. So while the shliach is carrying out his shlichus, right, the person is asur b'chol anashim sheba olam, shema yifka ba'achos ishto. Because maybe he's going to end up marrying the sister of the one who's already his wife. The shliach gave kedushin to one woman. He's going to give Kedushin to another woman, not knowing that this is her sister, and you're going to have a big problem. So he explained in Kedushas Levi, right, that part of the plan of Lavan and Besuel to kill Eliezer was exactly this. They wanted to kill Eliezer, making it impossible for Yitzchak to ever marry anyone. Yitzchak would be permanently stuck, and by extension, Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. That's just how evil and how scholarly. Right, Lavan and Besuel, they learned Gittin. Apparently they learned Maseches Gittin. Okay. But he adds an nekuda here. Nimsa lefizek kasha lama asakein Avraham, meaning in the end it worked out. It's over here. In the end it worked out. It worked out okay, right? But why would Avraham risk that? I mean, if Lav and Besuel are actually planning this, right? Why would Avraham send Eliezer? It's such a big risk. If the shliach was missing, we have a big problem in halacha. How could Avraham take such a risk? Nimsa lefizek kasha lama asakein Avraham. Why wasn't Avram afraid that Eliezer might die on the road? Everyone hears the question. What's one way to stay alive? What's a guaranteed way to not die? Avram wasn't concerned for Misa. The Gemara says in several places, you have it in Shabbos by David HaMelech, you have it in Maseches Makos, which Rafiomi is learning now, right? That if a person is speaking words of Torah, at the moment your mouth is speaking words of Torah, you can't be killed. The Malach HaMalas cannot kill a person while his mouth is speaking words of Torah. Kamosha Asa David HaMelech, Allah Vashalom, as David HaMelech was trying to protect his own life, non-stop learning of Torah, until, like the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, that the Malach HaMalas caused David to stumble as he was going up or down the steps, I think down the steps. And David stopped learning for a second, and then the Malach HaMalas was able to kill him. Because David knew he was going to die on Shabbos. So every Shabbos, lo pasuk pumei migirsa, he didn't stop learning Torah for a second. Until he stumbled one time, lost his concentration, and then the Malach HaMalas was able to get him. Okay, so maybe Eliezer Eved Avram would do the same thing. To make sure that he would not be able to be killed, he wouldn't stop learning for a second. Avnam alzeh kosher gam kein, ha tinach im lo hayim ha'aki v'derach. Right, that's only true. That'll work if he's on the road for a short period of time. Achim yom o yomayim. If he's on the road for a day or maybe even 2 days, it's possible for a person to go several days without going to sleep, and it's possible for a person, I guess, to talk Torah nonstop. Aval im hayim ha'acher darko. But what if he's stuck on the road for 3 days or more? So then he's got a problem. Because it can't go, a person can't go 3 days without sleeping. We're on page number 2 in the left column, top of the left column. In the lower part of the page. Right, a person can't go. The Gemara in the Darm, he quotes the Gemara in the Darm, Tazvavim at Aleph, that a person who takes a Shavua, not to sleep for 3 days, no, what's the halacha? Give him Malchus right away, because there's no way he's going to be able to keep that. You can't go 3 days without sleep. It's not possible. Right? It's not possible for a person to go 3 days without sleep, unless you're David Blaine, of course. David Blaine can do crazy things. But most people can't go 3 days without sleep, so a person says, Shavua, I'm not going to go to sleep, give him Malchus right away. Yeah? So Eliezer has a problem. Avram said, I'm going to protect you, Eliezer. You just keep talking Torah the whole time. Yeah, but it's a long journey. Ah, so take a look. So he should have been concerned. Why wasn't Avram worried that Eliezer would be killed in his sleep? He'd have to stop speaking Torah. Rashi says, what? Hayom yatzasi v'hayom basi. Kvitza saderach. Eliezer got there quickly, so he'd be able to keep speaking Torah the whole time. Nimsa shahaya halichasa b'yom echad. V'lohaya chayish l'misa. Right? Kanez kaleel shalohaya poseg migirsasa. He would keep speaking, he would continue to speak Torah the entire way, and he'd be protected. But that's only good, what? Amnam ha tinach b'es hagirsa. That's only true while he's learning. But what happens when he has to have mundane conversations? What happens when he just has to introduce himself? Right? And tell why he's there? He has to close his bava kama to introduce himself. So what's going to happen then? Right? When he stop the girsa, the Torah, to just talk, maybe we should be concerned for Misa. He starts to recount the whole tale, what happened with Rivka. Shouldn't he be nervous that what? That maybe he'll get killed? Therefore, says Rashi, you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because Yafasichas and Shalav the Yavos, Mitaras and Shalvanim. So now you understand why Rashi put the two pieces together. And again, the question is, aren't we worried that Eliezer is going to get killed on the way, creating a major problem for Yitzchak? He'll never be able to get remarried. So Avram says, Eliezer, you go and you speak Torah the whole time. Yeah, but he's going to have to sleep after 3 days. Don't worry, we'll have Kvita Saderach. We'll get you there quickly. Yeah, but he's going to have regular conversations. Don't worry, regular conversations of Eliezer is not regular conversations. And that's why the Torah spends so many psukim on recounting all of Eliezer's words. Because Yafasichas and the Siach, the mundane conversations of Eliezer Eved Avram is even greater than some of the other areas of Torah, which take up less space. So that's why we actually put these two things together. No? Nice of art, no? The Kvitzas Tederach has to go with Yafasichas, because otherwise he'd have to stop speaking. Okay, that's a beautiful shot from the Gvulos Minyan. I forgot to write down who it is. I don't even remember. No, I don't know his name offhand, and I usually write them down when I quote lesser known Svarim, but I don't know. But Plinadar, I'll let you know later. When I get home, I look at the Sefer. Okay. So now let's just talk about Kvitzas HaDerech for a minute, and let's try to understand something deep about Kvitzas HaDerech. Anyone here know how to do Kvisas HaDerech? Anyone have practical training? Yeah? I believe it if you say yes. You of all people. I believe it in a second. So how do you do Kvisas HaDerech? Well, obviously, you need to use Shemos HaKadoshim, right? You have to use, if you know, Kabbalistic names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to travel around. Now, the truth is, let's go back to Rashi for 1 second on page 1. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, V'avoh ayom, hayom yatsasi v'ayom basi, mikan shakav solo ha'aretz. Mikan, from here we learn that he experienced Kvitzas HaDerech. But if you look in the Avodas Yisrael, on page 3 of the Kalashas, or Magid, he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. There's a couple lines on the previous page, but I had Rachmanis on the trees. So you'll just take my word that in the previous 2 lines, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov, where the Baal Shem Tov explained, and he elaborates on it here, that when Rashi says, mikan, from here, shakaf salah ha'aretz, apparently mikan, from here, from within this pasuk, if you know how to read this pasuk deeply, you'll see the secret of Kvitzas HaDerech. Hinted to in this pasuk is the Shem Kadosh that allows you to do Kvitzas HaDerech. Says the Kadosh Tzer Magid, 1700s, the Talmud of the Rebbe of Melech, Talmud of the Magid, he named pasuk zegufa yose shem lekvitzas haaretz. Hinted to in this pasuk itself. That's what Rashi is saying to mikan, from here. From where? From here, from this pasuk. Understand the sod of this pasuk, and you'll know how to do kvitzas haderech. He says in the 3rd line, perish, mikan, gufa, from here itself, midvarim eila, shebezeha maimer, from within these words themselves, is the secret of kvitzas haderech. And that's what it means. Yafasi chasan shall avde avos. Kibasi chasan romzim sodos leflos. Im yichudim lekvizas haaretz. Pay close attention to the words of Eliezer Eved Avram. Right? Yafasi chasan. There's something very deep that's taking place here. And if you're listening carefully, you'll be able to figure out deep sodos of Torah, which is even deeper, which aren't even found necessarily in the Torasan shall banim. Masha'ein biyad banim afila api Torasan. So Eliezer Eved Avram has, listen, his Rebbe was the greatest Kabbalist of all time. Avram Avinu, assumed to be the author of Sefer Yetzirah, right? So Eliezer knew things about practical Kabbalah. He knew how to get around, and he knew the secret of Kvitzas HaDerech. No, anyone know where it is in the pasuk? I mean, this is a good start. Kadosh Tzer Magid says, look carefully in the pasuk, and you'll find it. Right, but we don't know where to find it. Okay, so we turn to a contemporary of the Kadosh Tzer Magid, the Holy Oy of Yisrael, the Apterav.
Something like folding space.
Yeah, but we need to know the name of Hashem that allows for Kvitzas HaDerech. So let's see. Let's see if we can find it. So the Oy of Yisrael goes a step further. This is in the back of the Sefer Oy of Yisrael, in the Likutim, on Parshas Chayesara. He quotes again our pasuk, Va'avo ayom el ha'ayin, perish Rashi, hayom yotzasi, vayom basi, mikan shakaf salo ha'derech. Ulechora, says the Apterav, Ulechora minayin l'Rashi shakaf salo ha'derech. Where in the pasuk do you see that he experienced Kvitzas HaDerech? So what do you mean? Rashi told us. He said, Hayom. Hayom yatsasi, vayom basi. I left today and I arrived today. Right? But the Oy of Yisrael says, no, there must be something more. Something else is going on here. So he says, maybe it took a couple of days. Maybe Hayom, he arrived, but he traveled for a week. So he says at the top of the left column, V'yesh lomar, Dinei Isa b'sifrei Kabbalah, if you look in Svarim HaKadoshim, you look at the writings of the Arizal. The Svarim tell us that the Shem, Shel Kvitzas HaAretz, ready for this? The name of Hashem to help you to get places quickly is Aleph and Hey and Vav and Hey. And it's Merumas, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Eis HaShemayim, Ve'Eis HaAretz. Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, you see it? Eis HaShemayim, Ve'Eis HaAretz. Yeah? Aleph Hei Vav Hei. That's a shame of Hashem. Again, it's a name we're not so familiar with. But that's the name, that's the Shem Kadosh of Kvitzas HaDerech. Now, let's go back to Eliezer. What does Eliezer say? Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayin. Rashi Tevos, Vav Hei, Aleph Hei. So it's the same 4 letters. But here the Vav Hei is coming before the Aleph Hei. Hugan came Shem Haniskaleel. So that's that same name. Achadayin Tzvichem Lo'odai. But we still need to understand. Was he rushing quickly? Or was the earth rushing for him? Right? Was he experiencing truly Kvitzas HaDerech? Ach shashem shal Kvitzas HaDerech hu biyashar, Aleph Hei Vav Hei. Right? Meaning the actual name of Kvitzas HaDerech is Aleph Hei Vav Hei, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz. And here what happened? By Eliezer, Va'avav Hayom Ela'ayin. The Vav Hei came before the Aleph Hei. As if to say, What? Ve'es ha'aretz came before es ha'shamayim. Ve'es ha'aretz came before es ha'shamayim. Ve'avo ha'yom, right? Ve'es ha'aretz. And therefore, what does that teach us? Mikan mochiach Rashi shekafsa lo ha'aretz. Perish sha'aretz kafsa elav. Meaning usually it's es ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. Right? That name, b'chlal, is the name of Kvitzas HaDerech, whatever that means. But all the more so when the letters switch, when the aretz comes before the shamayim, right, that means that the earth is moving even more quickly. And that's how Rashi knew he experienced Kvitzas HaDerech. So somehow within Eliezer's travels, right, he was able to put the aretz before the shamayim. That the earth was moving very, very quickly for him. Okay, Kvitzas HaDerech. Interesting things, but Chaver, there's something unbelievably practical in all of this. Because when Eliezer is able to put the aretz before the shamayim, we know that one of the greatest and most important teachings of Chassidus is the recognition. One of the things Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was fighting against was the thought that a person who is only in Shemayim could be serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a person who is evolved in Artzius and Gashmius and a person who is a real person in Olam Hazeh, which all of us are, they're not so connected. In the Beis Medrash, which is like Shemayim, you're connected. Right? And when a person's involved in Torah and Mitzvos, again, in the most obvious fashion, so that's then a person's in Shemayim. But Eliezer is teaching us that it's possible to put the aris before the Shemayim. Kvitzas HaDerech. Right? To reverse the system, so to speak, and to highlight the chashivas of the aris. That a Jew who does avodah b'gashmias, who serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu through physicality, is actually maybe even on a higher level than a Jew who's in the clouds, who's in the Shemayim. Okay? So let's see. Let's see. On page 5. The Arugas HaBosim, Rav Moshe Grunwald, the Arugas HaBosim has a very, very interesting presentation of this Rashi. But I'll tell you, look in the left-hand side by the arrow. He quotes a very fascinating Alshech. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, the pasuk says, it's right by those psukim of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach, what does God ask of you? He only wants you to serve Him and to fear Him and to love Him and to be 100% committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that you do. And then right after that, there's a very interesting pasuk. And the Alshech HaKadosh asks a very obvious question on this pasuk. It's in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Dalet. The pasuk says, "Hein la Hashem Elokecha Hashamayim, Ushmei Hashamayim, Haaretz V'chol Hasharba." Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Listen again. "Hein la Hashem Elokecha Hashamayim, Ushmei Hashamayim, Haaretz V'chol Hasharba." So the Arugas HaBosim quotes from the Alshech HaKadosh and says this pasuk doesn't make sense. What's the order? If I'm counting from the bottom up, so I say Aretz, Shemayim, Shmei HaShemayim. If I'm counting from the top down, I say Shmei HaShemayim, Shemayim, Aretz. What does our pasuk say? Shemayim, Ushmei HaShemayim, Haaretz. What kind of order is that? However, if you understand a deep secret of what it means to be a Yid, you understand that really what? Shemayim, Shemei HaShemayim, Aretz. That Artzius can actually be the highest. It is counting. Says the Alshech, it's counting from bottom up. Shemayim is a very lofty thing. Shemei HaShemayim is even loftier. Aretz, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gashmias, that's the highest. That's the whole point of, that's the tachas of the Bria. Dira B'tachtonim. That's why Hashem created this crazy game that we're all playing. Right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have a presence in this world, in the physical world. So take a look. Look by the arrow on the left-hand side. He said, he has a long explanation. He's explaining a lot of different things here. But let's just read by the arrow. Uvazeh novin ahemshech b'syata d'shmayim. V'agdim hodaka amar ha'alshech. The Alshech explains the pasuk, Hein la'ashem elokecha ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim ha'aretz v'chol asher ba. The Alshech explains the choshiv milamata l'malah. Ashach explains we're going up from the lowest madriga to the highest madriga. Shemayim, not bad. Shemei HaShemayim, even better. Aretz, the best. Valpiza Peirashti. And based on this, I can explain the following. Because Chayav, if you remember, at the beginning of Chumash, in Parak Aleph and Parak Beis, the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu presents Shemayim and Aretz, Kodesh Baruch Hu almost can't make up his mind. Bereish is Bar Elokim, Esa Shemayim, Ve'esa Aretz. At first, the Kodesh Baruch Hu creates Shemayim, and then Aretz, and yet you go to Perek Beis of Bereishis, right? You go to Perek Beis of Bereishis, And the pasuk says, "Eile toldos," again, "Hashemayim v'ha'aretz bihi baram," and then it switches it. "Biyom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim." So which is it? What's first? There's machlokas in Chagiga, v'shamay beis Hillel. What did God create first? Beis Shammai says Hashem created the Shemayim first. And Beis Hillel, we paskin like in this world, says what? Hashem created the Aretz first. And Rishon Bar Yochai says they were created at the same time. But what's the pshat? The Chumash begins Shemayim before Aretz. But here in the second parak, all of a sudden it's what? Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shemayim. So says the Arugah Sabosim. Take a look. He says, Val Piza Perashti Le'el Maimer Bereshis Bara Elokim Esa Shemayim Ves Aretz. The opening pasuk of Chumash places what? Shemayim before Aretz. However, Veshuv Ksiv, and then afterwards it says in the second parak, Parak Beis Pasuk Dalid, Eretz V'Shemayim. But he says, L'hanis Kale'el Asi Shapir. But based on this Yisod from the Al Shech HaKadosh, it makes a lot of sense. And what happened with Eliezer? Eliezer Kafs Aloha Aretz. Eliezer is teaching us that even Yafasi Chasan, that a Sicha, a conversation, can be even higher than Torah. It's a big Chiddush. That a person who's involved in Olam Hazeh things can be on a higher level than a person who's just sitting and learning Torah? And the answer is yes. It is possible. And perhaps that's the greatest chiddush of what it means to be alive in the world. Avodah B'Gashmias, Dira B'Tachton, Memeila Mavur Inyan Kvitas Ha'aretz. He says where it's underlined. B'tchila Haya B'Bechinas HaShemayim V'Ha'aretz L'mata Mikol HaMadregos V'Yideza Nis'al Ha'aretz L'mala Nis'gava Afilu L'mala Mishmei HaShemayim. Behind Bechinas Kvitza. Kvitas Ha'aretz means what? When the Aretz jumps ahead of the Shemayim. And that's a great thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when I began, Bereshis Bara Elokim Esa Shemayim, followed by Aretz. But then when Hashem reflects at the end of the second parak, at the beginning of the second parak, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking back at his creation, he says, Biyom Asos Eretz V'Shemayim. That's the Tachlis. Maybe I started with Shemayim and then created Aretz, but in terms of the goal is that Eretz should be Kofetz Alav, should jump ahead of Shemayim. And that's Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayin. That the Vav-He comes before what? The Aleph-He. That the Ve'es Ha'aretz comes before Es HaShemayim. That's what the Arugah Sabosim explains. Okay? Now what changed? He doesn't really explain what changed between the first parak and the second parak of Bereshis. Right? You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going back and forth. Hashem says Shemayim and then Aretz. And then in the second parak, all of Hashem reflects on the whole Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Beyom asos Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shamayim." What changed? So my father many years ago gave me a sefer called the Nachlat Tzvi. I actually saw the Machaber's grandson in Shul on Shabbos, the elderly gentleman who lives in Teaneck. His name is Reuven Gross. And whenever I see him, I quote his, when I get to quote his grandfather, I always tell him I quoted the Zayda. He's always so happy. Learned to Zayda Svarim. Very beautiful Svarim. Ateres Tzvi, a Nachlat Tzvi. So he has a beautiful piece on Bereshis. And he reveals to us what changes between the first parak of Bereshis and the second parak of Bereshis. The exact same question the Arugah Sabosim was dealing with. Vayom asos Hashem lokim eretz v'shamayim. Why all of a sudden in the second parak does Hashem place eretz before shamayim? Yesh ladas. Lama shina kana kosuf. That's Lashona. Why did the pasuk change the order? Ki berosh haparsha, at the beginning of the Chumash, it says shamayim kodim laretz. V'kan hiktim eretz l'shamayim. Chever, what changed? You know what changed? You know what changed? Man was created. That's what changed. He says, "V'nira b'zeh, kinei yadua shekol tachlis habriya hayis habriyas ha'adam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "My Torah is not for angels. My Torah is not for Shemayim." The Chet HaMeraglim was that there were Jews who wanted to stay in the cloud. They didn't want to plow and plant. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They understood Eretz Yisrael meant avodah begashmias. They didn't want that. They weren't interested. They like eating man and sitting in the Anan Kavod and learning Torah. That's Gevaldik. We would all like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to transition to a deeper level, a higher level. He said in the past, it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was such a lofty level, so detached from Gashmias, he was an Ish Elokim, which means he's rooted in Bereshis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Veis HaAretz. Moshe is in the clouds. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, 40 days, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, right? He says to Klai Yisrael, 40 days, I didn't eat and I didn't drink. He's an Ish Elokim. He's superhuman. Mechatzio lamala Elokim, the Chazal say in the Medrash. The lower half of Moshe is a person, and the upper half of him is Elokim. That doesn't mean he's God, but it means he's very godly. He's on a very lofty level. There is a Teferet Shlomo from Radamsk. Radamsker says that when Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, and it contradicts what we're saying, but he says that when Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, for 40 days and 40 nights I didn't eat because of you. No, what are you complaining about? You got the Torah from Hashem. But Moshe was saying, no, I gave up avodah b'gashmius for you guys. I went up to Shemayim to get that, and that was hard. That was Mesiras Nefesh. Could give up eating pizza in this world. To elevate nitzotos in a slice of pizza. That was hard for me. Right? But the Pasha says that Moshe Rabbeinu is a very lofty person. He's glowing. He's wearing a mask over his face. And it could be for that reason Moshe wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. You hear? It could be Eretz Yisrael is a place of avodah b'gashmius. Who takes us into Eretz Yisrael? Yeshua. Who remembers what's the gematria of Yeshua? Yeah, we did this. 391, which is? What pasuk in Tanakh is the greatest expression? Exactly. The greatest expression of serving Hashem in every single thing that you do is b'chol derachecha da'ehu. To know Hashem in all of your ways. In all of your ways. So b'chol derachecha da'ehu is gematria Yeshua. 391. Because Yeshua is the one who takes us into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is a little bit too lofty for Eretz Yisrael. I haven't explained it in a while. I'll tell you why. Here's how I understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very humble. Right? We know Moshe is very, very humble. Humility is strongly connected to one's spiritual madrigals. So the Ben Yishchai asks a very interesting question. The Ben Yishchai says, if you look in... I said it wrong. Moshe, it says about Moshe that he's very humble. It doesn't say he's very, very humble. It says he's very humble. Right? He's unavmod. So the Ben Yishchai asked the following question. It says in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, Rav Levitos Ish Yavna Omer, have a ma'od ma'od shval ruach. A person needs to be very, very humble. It's translated shval ruach loosely as humble. So the Ben Yishchai asked, why does it say about Moshe that he's very humble? If Rav Levitos Ish Yavna is saying to every human being, to every Jew, you need to be very, very humble, so why does the Torah only say about Moshe that he is very humble? He's only ma'od, un of ma'od. Right? Rav Levitos Ish Yavna says everyone has to be ma'od, ma'od. So the Ben Yishchai answers that Moshe Rabbeinu is ma'od on top of the basic level of ma'od, ma'od. Moshe is triple ma'od. Moshe is ma'od, ma'od, ma'od humble. He's very, very, very humble. Remember this, Yoni? Have you heard this shiur before? The matzah? No? I can't remember how long I've been around. So, fine. So Moshe's ma'od, ma'od, ma'od. Moshe's triply humble. He's very, very humble. Very, very, very humble. What does it say about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a land that's very, very good. It says twice. It says very, very good. Eretz Yisrael is very, very good. Right? It's ma'od, ma'od good. So the problem with Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's triple ma'od. He's too humble. Right? To be double ma'od, to be ma'od, ma'od, you have a sheikh starts to sell. Once you're triple ma'od, he's too lofty. He's not able to plow and to plant. He's not able to mitzvos tzulis ba'aretz. Right? Whatever Eretz Yisrael demands of a person. The idea of triple ma'od is a very, very lofty level of humility. That's why the matzah, right, the gematria, the svarim say matzah is gematria triple ma'od. Matzah is three times ma'od. Ma'od, ma'od, ma'od. 45, 45, 45 is 135 is gematria matzah. Because matzah is the ultimate food of humility. But again, it's too lofty. It's a little bit too lofty. So it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's triple ma'od in Eretz Yisrael, is the madrig of double ma'od, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have the ability to go into Eretz Yisrael. The idea of triple ma'od, by the way, connects to something we explained the other week. I don't remember when or what. But the idea of... it was on a Sunday, I think. I remember the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, that the rich person shouldn't be proud of his wealth, and the smart person shouldn't be proud of his chachma, right? Al tishalo chacham bechachmaso, gibur begvuraso, asher beoshro, bezos yishal hamishal haskel v'yadoosi. You want to be proud of something, you should be proud that you know Hashem. I think Yirmiyah Parak Tes. Right? So we said that there's three things that a person is gaivetik about. What's a person gaivetik about? His wisdom, his strength, and his money. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us three mitzvahs to respond to that. What are the three mitzvahs that respond to that? Keep your chachma in check. Tefillin. Opposite your mind, opposite your heart. Right? To keep your money in check. If you have a big fancy house, put a mezuzah on the door. This house isn't mine, it belongs to Hashem. And to keep your strength in check. Right? Wrap your body, your big muscular body. Yeah, you wrap yourself in tzitzis. Right? So the mezuzah and the tzitzis and the tefillin protect the person from gaiva. So I told you, that's what the Svarim say. That about matzah, what does the Torah say? Be'erev tochlu matzos. How is matzos spelled in the Chumash? Mem tzadi tav, which stands for mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. That's how a person stays humble in those three areas where a person can become gaivadik. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who's triple ma'od, is the madrega of matzah. Moshe Rabbeinu is, even Moshe and matzah, Shin and Tzadi are sometimes even interchangeable a little bit. You could say Moshe's whole name is very, very much connected to matzah. Okay, so why are we talking about this? Because Moshe's on a very high level. He can't go into Eretz Yisrael. B'chol derechecha de'eyu is Yeshua. To be able to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and to, like we say, to drain malaria-infested swamps, okay, it's a vodah begashmias. So it says the Nachas Tzvi, when Hashem is first talking about creation, Shemayim comes before Eretz. But then Hashem creates man. And after Kodesh Baruch Hu creates man, it's a different story. Once the Tachlis Habriya, once man has arrived, the Lefi Zeh, Ad Shalo Nivra HaAdam Hayu HaElyonim Ikar. Until man is created, the Elyonim, the Malachim, the Shemayim is the Ikar. L'chein Masker HaShemayim Tchila, Masha'en Kein La'achar Briyas Adam. But once man is created, Sha'oz Nasu HaTachtonim, Hainu HaAdam HaIkar. Now man has become the essence of reality, the Tachlis Habriya. Now that man is created, Shemayim takes a back seat to Aretz. And again, that's what the Al-Sheikh is pointing out in this pasuk in Parshas Ekev. What does Hashem want from you? To serve Him, to fear Him, and to bring forth Shemayim, and all those things. And then the pasuk says, why? Because Hashem has Shemayim, and then Hashem has a higher level Shemay Shemayim, and then Hashem has the highest level what? Which is Aretz. That's the Chiddush. Eliezer Eved Avram taught us that Sichas Eved could be a lofty thing. Kofzalo ha'aretz, that the aretz would jump ahead of the Shemayim. It's a gavaldik thing. Okay, let's turn the page. Sefer Chomas Ariel. In the Sefer Chomas Ariel in Parshas Bereishis, he quotes a Gemara Bava Basra on the right-hand side. The Gemara Bava Basra says that everything Hashem created in the world was created Zachar in the Keva. There's a zachar in the keva. Everything has a zachar in the keva to it. Okay. Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. So if I were to ask you, shamayim and aretz, which is zachar and which is nekeva?
Aretz is
nekeva. Why? Because the earth is mekabel. I mean, the shamayim sends down rain. Varantanis talks about almost the intimate relationship, right, as the rain impregnates the earth, so to speak. Right, that the earth is mekabel. It's mekabel of the seeds, which are going to produce fruit. Right, the earth is a kli kibul. The Shemayim sends down shefa, sends down bracha in the form of gishmei bracha, and the earth is makaba. Okay. So naturally, the order is that the Shemayim is what? Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there should be a Shemayim, which is mashpia, and there's an aretz that's makaba. But he says, but the hope of the world, the tachlis of the bria, he quotes on the left-hand side. It's a little hard to read this piece inside. Where should we try to read from? Let's read from the Gemara Bava Basra for a minute. We'll see how far we can get. Okay, where it's bolded. He says, "B'maseches Bava Basra, the Gemara tells us, Kol Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu bara ba'olamo, zachar unekeva bara. Everything that Hashem created was with a zachar and a nekeva to maintain that balance. V'nei imam nam ba'olamos elyonim ein behem shum gashmus. Right, even though in the olamos, in the higher spheres, there's no concept of gashmius, there can't really be zachar and nekeva. Bakulam ruchnios va'oras alyonim, mikol makom shayach behem hakinoi zachar unekeva. We could still use, we could borrow, it's borrowed terminology, the nickname, so to speak, kinoi, right? It's not literally, but there's some sense of a zachar unekeva. Ki kol ha'olamos makablum mashbiyam zelizeh. That even in the higher realms, right? The different olamos are makabel and mashbiya upon one another. Va'mashbiya hu b'chinas zachar negen ha'makabel, shu b'chinas nukva. A mashpia is a zachar. In the most simple sense, the man is mashpia his zera into the isha, and then she's makabel the zera and produces the child. But in the spiritual realms also, there's always a concept of makabel and mashpia. There's always a give and take. Amnam olam haze olam ha'asiya shehem atachtonim l'chol olamos. But in this world, which is the lowest point of what? Of all of the olamos, behem rak makabel milamalos. You would say about this world is nothing other than a world of taking, a world of receiving. Yeah, it's the lowest rung on the chain. Who are we supposed to be mashpia upon? We receive from all the higher olamos. Atzilus, bria, yitzira, asiya. through all the spheros, right, down to the lowest of the lowest. That's us. That's this world. So it seems that for us, there's only an aspect of being makabel. Amnam, he says, 6 lines from the bottom of the right-hand paragraph, 7 lines. Amnam, no da she'ein tanug la'ashem yisbarach baruch hu kiviyachol mishum davar kiyam kishi Yisrael osin ritzono. And yet, kiviyachol, we have the ability to what? To be mashpi upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we, by serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, we give him something. We're not just receivers. That we are able to reverse the system. Exactly what these psukim are saying. It began, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim, Esa Aretz. But when Hashem is recounting it in Perek Beis, Hashem says, no. But by Yom Asos, Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shemayim. Hashem's greatest desire is that what? That the Eretz should be mashpi upon the Shemayim. That we should give Tanuk to the higher Olamos. And he says, that's what Chazal say. V'zeh Omram, this is what Chazal say, Yisrael mafarnasan la'avim shva shemayim. An idea we've seen, and I think we'll see many times in the Berditchever. You'll actually see that phrase, and we'll see this concept. Of what? Shenamar tnu oz le'lokim. Kiviyachal, we give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemosifin koach b'pamal yashamala, that we give strength to the heavens. Right? And that's so to speak, parnasa. We give parnasa. Mafarnasan la'avim shva shemayim. So how does that work? It's this again, it's reversing the system. It's where we become the Zachar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Olamos above become the Nekeva. And again, that's the Tachos of the Bria. That's Hashem's greatest desire, that we should find a way to reverse the system. And again, that's what's hinted to in these opening psukim of Bereishis. Let me show you a controversial Chassam Sofer. So controversial that often it's edited out of editions and hidden. He has two similar pieces. One's in the Torah's Moshe and Parsha Shoftim. And one's in his Chidushim on Shas on Masechta Sukkah. So I tried to give it to you both on one page, because in the footnote to the Torah's Moshe in Parshas Shoftim, he quotes the Chassam Sofer's writings on Masechta Sukkah. The truth is, it's much stronger in Sukkah than it is even in Parshas Shoftim. Right? In Parshas Shoftim, just look at the bottom right hand paragraph on the right hand side. Mia ish bana bayis, a person who builds a house. Talking about the Jews going out to war, if you got married, or if you built a house, or you planted a vineyard, different things that can allow a person to go back from war. So he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam mentions planting a vineyard before a house, and he says that's based on the Pasuk in the Tochacha. You get married, or you built a house, you planted a vineyard. Shebaklala, in the Klala, it's get married, and then you build then a house, and then a vineyard. Obviously, the Rambam understood that when it comes to Bracha, first you get a job, then you get a house, and then you get married. Can't get married and then try to find somewhere to live and then figure out how to pay for it. You gotta have money, then you rent a house or buy a house, and then you get married. Right? Okay? Fine. But he goes on and he quotes the famous machlokas, the famous discussion between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael. Should a person learn all the time? Should a person also work? Pesukim in Shema. And he goes on to explain that a Jew needs to work. He says, just read that words underlined. He says, "V'lo levad avoda sakarka, elalimid kol haumnios, yishum yishuv v'kavod eretz Yisrael." He says, when do we need to be mechazik learning? That's in Chutz La'aretz. When we're in Galus, A, we need to make sure the Torah is not lost, and B, do I really need to build up New York City? But when we come to Eretz Yisrael, then we need to work. Because Eretz Yisrael has to have all the amenities of real life. Right, look what he says. Mishum Yishuv v'kavod eretz Yisrael. Shelo yomru, lo nimsa b'chol eretz Yisrael sandler. That someone should be able to say about eretz Yisrael, there's no sandler, there's no builders, right? There's no carpenters, there's no shoe fix-it guy, no watchmakers. Right? You need v'chadoma v'yavia me'artos v'cholkos, that I need to what? That eretz Yisrael needs to import things from foreign countries. We have everything. Right? We have everything. Everything that we could possibly need in eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, he says that the limud ha'umnis, he says, is a mitzvah. See it? Al-kein ha'yo limud kol umnis mitzvah. Learning a profession in Eretz Yisrael is mamish a mitzvah. And he says the whole machlokus about whether or not one should work or not is only in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no question. Everything you do in Eretz Yisrael is chashuv. You walk 4 steps in Eretz Yisrael, it's chashuv. A person does a voda in Eretz Yisrael, that brings kvod shemayim and gives kavod to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Not bad, but look at the left side. Much stronger, in the footnote. In footnote Chaf Hei. Again, this is quoting from the Chidushim of the Chassam Sofer on Sukkah. He says, Rabbi Yishmael, Nami, Lo Omar, Mikra, Va'asafta, Deganecha, Elab, Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, you can learn all you want, but in Eretz Yisrael, a person should work. V'rov Yisrael, Shriyan Alad Masan, Sha'avod, the Bakarka, Gufa, Mitzvah, Mishum Yishav, Eretz Yisrael, Lahotzi, Perosea, Kedoshim. And when you're planting, you're bringing out fruit, those fruits are holy fruits. America, you all, my brother always says, Rav always says, he comes to America, and like, you go to a supermarket, you don't have to think twice, you pick up a, that's like disgusting, you know, the apple doesn't have any kedusha, it's a lowly regular apple, an orange, you don't have to think, trumos, maisos, shmita, everything in Eretz Yisrael is different, so much more elevated. And when you plant and plow in Eretz Yisrael, you're producing holy fruits. V'alzeh tzivsa Torah v'safta deganecha, and therefore the Torah tells you, in Eretz Yisrael, nothing to be embarrassed of, plowing and planting, harvesting, it's gavaldik. And here's the famous line that gets edited out by the arrow. Uki'ilu tomar. Imagine a person says, you know what? I'm not interested in plowing and planting in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to sit here and learn. So look what it's like, he says. Uki'ilu tomar lo aniach tefillin b'pnei shani osik b'tar. Could a person say, I'm not going to wear tefillin because I'm too busy learning? We would say it's a terrible perversion of Torah. So he says the same thing. Hachanami. Lo yomar lo esof digani b'pnei esik b'tar. I don't have time to be a farmer. I'm too busy learning. So Samsara says, that's no, in Eretz Yisrael, that's no different than saying that I'm not going to put on tefillin because I'm too busy learning. You can understand why this line is controversial.
Right?
I'll use it to say, okay, as long as I'm plowing and planting, then I don't need tefillin, I don't need Shabbos because I have all these other things. Okay, obviously you could pervert this in a terrible way. Right? But says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Eretz Yisrael is. When we're scattered around the world, then we can learn, then we should learn. Make sure the Torah is not lost. Again, I don't need to put all my creative powers into developing Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, we need to have everything. We need everything under the sun that we shouldn't have to import it from anyone else. Eretz Yisrael is a makom that's lo yachzar bo anything. It's not lacking anything. Okay? So again, avodu begashvius. That's the tachas of the bria, and that's kfitas adarach. Kfitas adarach is when the aretz is able to get ahead of the shemayim. That's a very very chashuv thing to realize. People don't unfortunately realize. It's one of the great chidushim of chassidus. Okay, let's see a couple more sources. In the Yosher Divrei Emes, which is Daniel Lubach's favorite sefer, in the Yosher Divrei Emes in the bottom left hand corner in Osiud Beis, in the first kuntras, the Yosher Divrei Emes quotes from the Magid of Mezrich. Explaining to us the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Hay. The Gemara in Ksubas says, Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim, Yoser Mi Maisa Shemayim V'aretz. Right? You could probably say your own Pshat right now. Greater is the Maisa Tzadikim, even greater than the Maisa Shemayim V'aretz. Explains Rav Dov Ber, explains the Heilig Magid, Mi Mizrich, Zechus Yigen Aleinu, Ibn Shabriyas Shemayim V'aretz, Hayish Dalshalis Yesh Me'ayim. Because the creation of what? Of the heavens and the earth was an expression of Yesh emerging from Ayin. Mi Yerida Me Elyon Letachton. It was a descent from high to low. V'tzadikim b'ma'aseyem she'mafshitim es atzon megashmius. But the tzadikim who are able to what? Are able to free themselves from lowly forms of gashmius. V'choshvim b'Hashem Yisbarach tamid v'ro'am u'mevinim u'medamim be'emes shuki'ilu haya ayin k'kodem habriya. See, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took ayin and made yesh. The tzaddik takes the yesh, the self, and turns it back into ayin. Right? He negates it back to the shoresh. V'zeh yoser pela lahalos mitachton le'elyon. But that's a bigger chiddush. To take something gashmius and to convert it back to ayin, turn a piece of pizza into the Ein Sof, that's a bigger chiddush. To take the Ein Sof and a Kaddish Baruch Hu to turn it into something gashmias, right, that's a yerida. That's bringing something down to a lower level. But to be able to what? To be able to take something of this world and to turn it back into Kedusha. To take something physical and to lift it up from the bottom up, that you can have a Shemayim, a Shemayah Shemayim, then Aretz is the highest level, that's a Gevaldic thing. And he says a brilliant insight into the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis tells a story about someone who was able to get a portion of their Olam Haba in this world, and then he wanted to give it back. Remember the story? They took a leg off of his table in the world to come, a golden leg, and they passed it down to him in this world, so he should have Parnassa. Then his wife, I think, yelled at him and said, what are you doing? You're going to lose your Olam Haba over that. So he tried to give it back, and they took it back. But the Gemara says in Tanis, The fact that they took it back was a bigger chiddush than the fact that they gave it. Why? Ki min ha-shamayim mehav yohavi mishko lo shachli. Because the heavens are happy to give, but not as happy to take, not as quick to take. Which again, what he's saying, what that means is, right, that for the heavens to be mashpia upon you, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the zachar, to also be the nekeva, that's not such a big chiddush. It's also a nes, right? But that's less of a nes. You know what's a bigger nes? Yisrael mefarnes and laviyim shoshamayim. That we should be able to give to the heavens. We should be able to have a hashpah on Kadosh Baruch Hu, to give tainug to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to impact the higher olamos. That's mamash gavalt chiddush. And again, that's the unique gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as being what? Neshama beguf. And that's something that we have to really appreciate. Because so much of our life is spent in the world of Gashmias. And people think if I'm in Gashmias, then I'm not serving Hashem. I'm outside the base marriage, I'm not serving Hashem. And it's simply not true. So we'll end with a very famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's quoted in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov HaTorah in Parshas Bahar. It's from the Moreh Naim. And he says like this. V'chisimchru mimkar la'misecha okona mi'an misecha. Right, the Pesukim are describing the halachos of business transactions. So says the Baal Shem Tov, Esek Masu Matan. We're in Osei, I'm sorry. We're in Osei on the final page. Esek Masu Matan Hugam Kein Avodah V'Torah. A person has to realize that every time you do a business deal, you're involved in Torah. I am? Yes, you are. Ki Kam B'dinim Yesh Hazeh. Because there's so many halachos that govern a simple transaction. So much Torah in a simple transaction. When a person studies, in a theoretical sense, the ideas of Torah, if a person is sitting and learning a Mishnah about Metzia, a person who exchanges a para for a chamor, now, does Hashem like that? Hashem loves that. Person who just talks about it in theory, Hamachlev Parah B'Chamor, Hashem gets great tonic from that. So says the Baal Shem Tov, Kol Shekein, Yim Osa Hadavar, Alecha Ka'achas Kam V'Kam, if you actually do that, that a person is actually Machlev Parah B'Chamor, U'manig Atzmo B'Zeh Al Pi HaTorah, that when I do something in this world and I do it in the Torah way, when I eat in the Torah way, right, when I sleep in the Torah way, when I use the bathroom in the Torah way, when I do business in the Torah way, Vada Yosur Choshev Avodah Me'ula. Well, the more so, that's a chashav thing. Ki b'chol davar sheyesh ba'olam, hakol obar el chvodo. Because that's how you bring kvod shemayim. When you say to your business partner, whoever you're doing business with, I do things this way because that's God's way. That's the greatest kvod shemayim you can bring. B'chol davar katan v'gadol eino v'snai kiyam al pi haTorah. To show that every little detail of life is governed by Torah. From the way I tie my shoes, to the way I do whatever. You know, anything. Anything and everything. The halachos. There's halichos olam lo, a way to travel through this world. Not like the nations of the world that operate within a teva, a lower reality. We call davar yachol lavod es Hashem, and in everything you can serve Hashem. B'chol derachech adei, u'lahakir niflos habori baruchu, to recognize the wonders of Hashem, that Hashem's wisdom fills every nook and cranny of every bit of the world, of the bria. V'seichol ha'elyon yasig mitocho, to infer and to understand the depths, the secret behind everything. But yes, there's a secret behind everything, that every letter in the Torah, Vavo Hayom Ela Ayin is hinting to Rashi Tevos of Hashem Kadosh and Kfitzas Aderech. But that's true about everything. The way you tie your shoes, that halacha is filled with pnimius. Vagam Kain B'Pashut, and all the more so even on a simple level. Yim Isnaig Al Pi HaTorah, Dainu Eifa Tzedek, Umida Tzedek, Mazdei Tzedek, when a person's honest in their business transactions, because that's the Torah way, Hu Gam Kain B'Kayim Mitzvah. Vamru Chazal, and Chazal say about such an individual, Yashav Lo Over Aveira, if a person sits and he doesn't do an Aveira, then he gets schar. V'im kein kishmas nai kein, so all the more so when he does good, when a Jew realizes that the whole purpose of learning is lilmod amanas lasos, azahu osik b'torah tamir afilu b'shasha osik b'schara, then he's able to turn every minute that he spends in his office, where most of you are going to end up in life, I hate to break it to you, but most of you are going to end up doing some type of something, right? That's not in the base medrash. Most people are not going to be sitting in kola for the rest of their life. So you have to understand. You have to understand this deep idea that every move you make in your business dealings is mamish unbelievable kvod shemayim. And if Hashem likes a person talking about it, thinking about it, all the more so Hashem gets nachas from a person who's living it and doing it. And that's kvitzas aderech. Kafsala aretz, that the aretz should jump ahead of the shemayim. That's a great chiddush, and that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to appreciate the lesson that we learned from a simple Eved, Eliezer Eved Avram. who understood that what? That as an Eved, that as a real Eved, that even my Sicha can be holy. Yafas Sichas and Shal Avdi Avos, Yitras and Shalban. Shkaya.